You've heard of grass-fed meat. How about grass-grown? This is Sandra Tsingla with the lowdown on science. Experts say eating less meat is good for the planet, but those double doubles are hard to give up. Is it possible to grow a greener burger? Enter Scott Allen from the University of Bath in the UK and colleagues. They noticed that the cellular structure of grass kinda resembles muscle fibers. That gave them an idea. The team picked some rye and bluegrass blades from their campus grounds. They washed the blades with chemicals until all that was left was the cell structure. Then the researchers planted muscle cells from mice onto the blade's surface and incubated. Results? After 7 days, 95% of the muscle cells survived, and 35% successfully attached and grew alongside the structure of the blade. Voila! Grass-grown meat. Literally. The researchers are hoping to use cells from cattle to grow beef using their new approach. But I wonder, will grass-grown meat count as a serving of veggies?
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.